This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have two kids. They're 21 and 18. I just can't believe they're that big. I'm still carrying the baby weight. I lost all the baby weight, then I got it back. And I try to say, oh, I need to lose the baby weight, but they're 21 and 18. So something's got to give. I'm also waiting for the episiotomy to heal, too. So I call them kids, but they're not. They're adults. They've gotten vaccinated for COVID. Fortunately, I haven't had to deal with any of the COVID illness, like sadly we're seeing throughout the country. And fortunately, there was a vaccine that my kids could get. But people are kind of scratching their heads as to why the pediatric population is so much more vulnerable now than last year when it came to COVID. Currently, we're being told that 94,000 kids got COVID last week. They were 15% of all new cases. Hospitalizations have been up. There was a kid in Georgia who died of COVID, 5 years old, no pre-existing conditions. So it kind of begs the question, what's going on? So as a doctor, I have to assume, well, the virus might be more contagious. The mutations on the Delta variant might have allowed it to attach onto a child's respiratory tree better than the wild type virus did. I can't prove that. That's kind of the going theory, that maybe this virus just seems to have a higher affinity to kids. Now, some of you will say, well, that makes no sense. It actually does. Because look at what we saw with polio. Look at what we saw with chickenpox. There are a lot of illnesses that are much more common in kids. That polio-like enterovirus that was getting kids a few years back and causing them to become paralyzed, but wasn't officially polio, we saw that more in kids, not adults. So there are viruses that tend to attack kids more. But one theory I think we do have to investigate is, did we do our kids a disservice locking them up like we did? Such that when the pandemic did go through and we locked down schools, we stopped birthday parties, we limited sports, did we set back our kids' immune system a year, year and a half? Such that now they're going back to school, they're being among other kids, and they're getting sick. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with that theory per se, because, you know, kids were around parents who had COVID, and they didn't seem to get COVID last year. So that kind of goes more into the column of, well, the virus is changing. But then again, when I see 94,000 kids test positive, you know, or come down with quote-unquote COVID, there were many hesitant parents that didn't want to test their children. In fact, doctors weren't testing children to the degree. I had a child with pink eye this morning online, has runny nose, a little bit of fatigue. Well, maybe it's not like pink eye. It could be a viral conjunctivitis related to COVID. So I'm like, you might want to get him tested. Now, last year, the average pediatrician would not have tested the child for COVID. But now the kids are going back to school. Now that we're seeing COVID does affect kids even more than the wild type, now you're seeing more of an enthusiasm to test a child. So I'm wondering also if the numbers are higher because we're just testing kids. You know, same thing with teenagers. Now that schools are slowly, you know, wanting COVID status, vaccination status, those who are vaccinated might flash their card, but other students might now be subjected to COVID testing. Now, I'm not sure if the jury's out on all school districts, but I wouldn't be surprised if then we start hearing the numbers rise. You know, one of the reasons why we're hearing about so many breakthrough cases is because a lot of work, a lot of employers are mandating testing. Many people didn't want to test. I talk to patients all the time, and I'm like, are you going to be getting a COVID test soon, you know, to see if these symptoms are COVID? They say, yeah, my work is now testing me every week. So, of course, we're going to see cases go up. My problem is, and my metric that I watch are hospitalizations, hospitals. So when I hear that in Texas, they're running low on ICU beds, Arkansas, and I'm hearing that hospitalizations are up, then it's not just about, well, we tested this person and we wouldn't have tested them a few months ago, so that's why they're positive. Now we're actually talking about hospitalizations. But I really think it needs to be studied and investigated as to if we did our children a disservice and if we put them back a year or two from an immunity standpoint. Because if we see more and more kids end up in the hospital with this, and we can't with 100% certainty say, well, this virus just now has tweaked where it wants to go after the pediatric population, then we have to assume that our kids are less immune, are less strong. Is it because they gained weight? Is it because they weren't exercising? Is it because they weren't getting vitamin D? Is it because their immune system wasn't primed with all the stuff it gets when kids are in classrooms and hanging out with kids and playing truth or dare? And I mean, I kissed three boys on the mouth in first grade because I wanted to. And so I got exposed to some really good germs as a kid. And knock on wood, I didn't get sick that much with the exception of a rare ear infection. You know, I was just very kissy. I don't know. I really, I had, my parents had a heart attack. I just go up to a strange man and want to kiss him. And my parents like, what the heck are you doing? Are you completely stupid? He's so stupid. Why you do? Well, because I don't know. He just looks like he wanted a kiss. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have Tropical Storm Fred. I have a tough time taking a tropical storm named Fred. Seriously, it's just Fred is, isn't Fred the guy on Scooby-Doo and then Fred Flintstone? Fred's a nice guy, Fred. I don't know, I just don't fear a Fred. But sadly, it has become the sixth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And it looks like it is moving towards the Dominican Republic and Haiti and possibly our coast as well. Forecasters warned residents of heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides. Power outages have already been reported in Puerto Rico and Luma. The company in charge of the transmission and distribution system has issued warnings to those who depend on electricity for life-saving medical devices. Puerto Rico's system continues to be very fragile. Puerto Rico Governor Pedro P. Pierluisi said government agencies would close and some gas stations in the country had shut down after running out of fuel. Eight shelters were opened and residents were urged by Puerto Rico's Emergency Management Commissioner, Nino Correa, to not wait until the last minute to mobilize. So it is a large storm. Hurricane, according to National Hurricane Center, they wrote in a Wednesday Facebook update that the center of Fred was positioned over the Caribbean Sea, about 50 miles southeast of Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic's capital city. The storm was reportedly moving to the west-northwest near 16 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour, hence not hurricane level. Hurricane level is 74 miles an hour. But tropical storm force winds extended outward up to 45 miles from the center. They say the city of La Romana in the Dominican Republic recently reported sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. Gosh, in Vegas, we get those winds all the time. We are so windy here in Vegas. Gosh, I think once we did have 60, 70 mile per hour winds. It got pretty, pretty bad here once. But still not hurricane strength. It does appear that it is going to head straight through to Cuba and then Florida, more likely the west coast of Florida and the Gulf than east. But it is expected to possibly affect the United States, the southern tip of it, especially the Keys, by around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, and then we'll see from there. They say the general west-northwestern motion is expected to begin later Wednesday and continue for the next few days. Fred is forecast to be centered over and near Hispaniola later Wednesday, near the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the southeastern Bahamas on Thursday, and then north of the northern coast of central Cuba on Friday. The NHC noted that some weakening of the storm is likely as Fred interacts with Thelma. Okay, I'm sorry. Fred interacts with Hispaniola, and the tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the Dominican Republic on Wednesday morning along the northern coast of Haiti, Turks, Caicos, southeastern Bahamas. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, an active hurricane season. August, September are peak. So we're, you know, a little nervous about, you know, where this goes. 2020 was obviously a poop show when it came to, that's just a common term everybody now uses, poop show, right? And it was a, although I can't say what I really need to say on air. And 2020, unfortunately, was probably one of the more active in our history. And the activity has changed so much that rather than hurricane season starting June 1st, the National Hurricane Center thought that maybe we should just begin on May 15th because there were pre-season storms. Now, last year, there were 36 special tropical weather outlooks just issued before June 1st. That's according to NPR. So hurricane season might be more active, but it might also be longer. The problem is we've run out of names. Now, September is usually the most active month, so we still have a little ways to go, even though we can see hurricanes all the way till November. And as you know, hurricanes are categorized by wind speed. So using the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale, it doesn't get called a hurricane until it's a Category 1, and it reaches about 74 miles per hour. It'll be called a 2 once it hits 96 miles an hour, a 3 when it hits 111 miles an hour, a Category 4 when it hits 130 miles an hour, and a Category 5 when it hits 157 miles an hour. Anything above a 3 is very devastating. You could still have extensive damage with the Category 2 and damage with the Category 1, but catastrophic damage is usually assigned to those of the 4 and 5 category. So in any given year, Atlantic Ocean averages 12 named storms, with 6 becoming hurricane and 3 becoming major. So we're already at Fred, and Fred is already number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, because Fred is the 6th letter in the alphabet. So if there's on average 12 named storms, and we're already on number 6, that to me means we're kind of moving towards probably a more active season. 6 are become hurricanes, 3 becoming major. That's predicted. Now, Hurricane Katrina, as we all remember, that happened in 2005. It was at one point a Category 5 when it was in the Gulf. But when it hit landfall, it was a 3. But sadly, it still killed 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage. So it just shows you, you know, people think, gosh, Katrina was one of the worst hurricanes to hit us. That was only a 3 when it made landfall. But the problem is it hovered for days. The deadliest hurricane to ever hit soil is supposed to be the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900, where 10,000 people died. Now, according to Dr. Dan Kotlowski, last season was predicted to have 14 to 18 named storms, of which 7 to 9 could become hurricanes, 2 to 4 major. But at the conclusion of 2020, Atlanta hurricane season, there were 31 tropical depressions, 30 became tropical storms. 30. 6 were 3-plus hurricanes. So 2020 is the most active hurricane season on record. El Nino and La Nina keeps being brought up. El Nino refers to the ocean-atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. It causes wind shear at the Atlantic equatorial region, and that usually will calm down hurricane season. So I don't know if we're in an El Nino. I don't believe we are, but El Nino is protective. La Nina, on the other hand, isn't. That is below average sea surface temperatures in the Pacific, and you need warmer temperatures in the Atlantic, and I think La Nina is forecast for more serious hurricane season. So this year's names include Anna, Bill, Claudette, Danny, Elsa, and Fred. So we dealt with Elsa a few weeks back. We're dealing with Fred now. Then what would be coming would be Grace, Henry, Ida, Julian, Kate, Larry, Mindy, Nicholas, Odette, Peter, Rose, Sam, Teresa, Victor, and Wanda. I am just worried about a Hurricane Wanda. That bothers me. Hurricane Grace, it just seems like, okay, Grace, Hurricane Grace, that just kind of seems like one where you think it's going to be fine, and it's one of those ones that turns on you. Hurricane Ida, I'm watching out for. I don't know, it's just because of the names. In the Pacific, we have Andres, Blanca, Carlos, Dolores, Enrique, Felicia, Guillermo, Hilda, Ignacio, Jimena, Kevin, Linda, Marty, Nora, Olaf, Pamela, Rick, Sandra, Terry, Vivian, Waldo, Zena, York, and Zelda. Yep, Hurricane Waldo, like where's Waldo, and Zelda. Yeah, you notice the Olaf and the Elsa. Yeah, they threw some Disney in there. So obviously, preparation, you can't start early enough. I do worry about power grids. If Puerto Rico's having a lot of issues, how are we supposed to manage electric cars on the eastern seaboard every hurricane season? So not sure what's happening with that. I understand the infrastructure bill is supposed to cover and improve our grid. I don't think a hurricane cares what billions of dollars we put into our electric grid. I think a hurricane can still blow through our power. But they're going to have to sell these generators for cars or these batteries. I don't understand much about the whole electric, you know, vehicle issue. If you don't have power, how you can still make it run, which is why I would do hybrid, if anything. But I don't think we're going to be given a choice. So you want to make sure you wall up the houses, get adequate water, a gallon per day per person for at least 3 days, a quarter to a half gallon of water per pet. Don't forget the pets. Even your fish might need water changed out because of the oxygen. Make sure you have canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medications in waterproof containers. Those should be set aside for disasters. Put important papers in waterproof, fireproof cases. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. Capitol Hill was a very busy place early Wednesday morning.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. It is a victory for President Biden and congressional Democrats. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
This is USA Radio News. Tonight is the night to be looking up towards the heavens for a spectacular meteor shower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
This evening into the early morning hours of Thursday is the peak time for the Perseid meteor showers. Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
Burger chain Shake Shack announced it will be implementing yet another price hike in 2021 to fight inflation. During a conference call with analysts last week, Shake Shack's chief financial officer said customers will be paying 3 to 3.5% more for their food in the fourth quarter of 2021. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and sadly, you know, tragedies just pervade across the nation. And with us, we had a very, very scary headline a couple days ago where a landlord was trying to collect unpaid rent. And apparently, not sure if he had dementia, not sure if he was at his wit's end, he ends up killing the tenants. And this is kind of putting, I think, a lot of people on edge as it relates to the eviction moratorium, as it relates to mental health, as it relates to people being put over the edge. But Las Vegas Metro Police Department confirmed that Arnoldo Sanchez, 78 years old, had been arrested with the shooting. He reportedly shot his tenants to death over a dispute regarding rent. According to jail and court records, he faces two murder charges and an attempted murder charge. Local Fox 5 says that the homicide took place around 12:25 a.m. The area is near Wyoming Avenue Industrial Road, and that police were called to the area after multiple shots were heard at a residence. They found a woman in the driveway suffering from a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And then while officers were securing the scene, a man came out of the residence suffering from 9 gunshot wounds. He was taken to UMC, University Medical Center, in critical condition and died. Now, the male suspect, Mr. Sanchez, 78 years old, was later identified. He had been barricaded inside the residence and was not cooperating with police. Once police got inside the home, they found another woman who suffered gunshot wounds. Now, apparently Sanchez was renting out rooms to the 3 victims in the home. And police said Sanchez argued with one of the female tenants about unpaid rent before he shot the 3 victims. Apparently, he had become angry about the rent situation several days prior to the shooting. A witness told police that they recommended Sanchez try to evict the tenants, but he reportedly said he would handle this his way. So, apparently he was caught smiling and laughing after the shooting. So, obviously, there's mental health levels of dementia. But this is something that I think needs to make everybody just kind of take a step back and take a look and see what's happening. I have been very mixed on the way we approached the eviction moratorium. I completely understand and supported the CDC on making sure people were not kicked out of the homes when governments told people they couldn't work. And so when you lose your job, not by your choice, you also lose your house. It doesn't make sense. But what the CDC should have done, or what the government should have done, is the second they put through an eviction moratorium, they immediately fund the landlords. But instead, it was, you guys are on your own. We're going to help this group of people. You all, it's on your own. So most landlords just kind of took it. And then they just took it. Another month, a year, year and a half. And I know landlords are angry. I don't know of anybody who would kill, but I know landlords are angry. I mean, we know people got angry. But there seemed to be this disconnect or this lack of care or empathy towards one group of individuals in response to helping another group. And if you want to extend the eviction moratorium, that's fine. But the second you do that, money should be funded to the landlords. Instead, when people feel like they're getting screwed, they don't seem to have, they feel like they don't have options. So in the olden days, if somebody didn't pay rent, you could evict them to get somebody in there to pay rent. It's not that these landlords want to be rich and play golf. It's they have bills to pay. They have to support themselves. And many landlords might not qualify for PPP money if they don't have employees. Many landlords may also not qualify for unemployment insurance. So, I no excuse. I mean, there is no reason why anybody should be committing murder over a rent dispute. But this highlights the fact that you have people that are desperate. You have people that feel they have no support. In our neck of the woods, there is landlord assistance, but the landlords have to wait for their tenants to complete the paperwork for them to get money. Well, what if the average tenant doesn't really give a heart and dude about the landlord? And they'll go, yeah, I'll get to it. Now, I think there's supposed to be some loophole where if your tenant refuses to budge and won't help you, you could try and directly apply, but it's supposed to be on the tenant. So if a landlord says, okay, look, all right, we've been starving for 16 months, okay, we let you live here rent-free. I need help. Can you help me out? And the tenant's like, nope. There's going to be some anger. And I think tenants are in a very precarious position, and they don't realize that. That if, you know, there's I think there's one case going on right now in New York where somebody's been squatting for 20 years and the courts won't evict them and the landlord is just stuck. When people feel stuck and people feel like they have no options, many do turn violent, or they do, sadly, become overwhelmed with any element of mental illness that they have. And when I see the government not really care, going, well, you know what, they'll just have to deal with it. The landlord, sorry, eviction moratorium, landlords have to deal with it. No, 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 no. If you're going to do an eviction moratorium, you have got to that same second provide the relief to the landlords. I mean, at some point, you can't expect people to not make income, to not support themselves, to let their buildings and to let their homes and their apartments go to, you know, just, you know, completely wither. You know, one issue that nobody really was talking about is what happened with the water bill, the power bill, the handiwork, the upkeep. If landlords weren't making rent, what happened? And then as many tenants left, they left the place a mess. So now there's thousands of dollars of repair. So, I think we underestimate the mental illness of many people out there. And we screw people over. We hurt them. We don't care. We blame them. We do all sorts of things, whether it's globally or in the media or personally. And nobody realizes that that person could turn around and take matters into their own hands. This landlord, albeit I'm going to chalk it up to mental illness, but this landlord, when somebody said, well, why don't you try and evict? I think we all know that the eviction process you can't do during moratoriums. So he probably felt like he got screwed. He felt, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Hell hath no fury when somebody feels they were taken advantage of. And they get mad and they brood over it. This is why one of the most dangerous times for any couple is right after the breakup. Because people don't take rejection well. And somebody with just a small amount of mental illness can go over the edge. And so if you're with somebody who you think has any amount of mental illness, or you work with somebody with any amount of mental illness, you have got to get as far away from that person as possible. Because at any time, if they feel rejected or screwed over or not listened to or cornered into a wall, they're going to fight back. Inappropriately, but just like having a dog kind of cornered, what do? They bite. So it's sad. It's just heartbreaking. 1-877-GOT-FELLY. Don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Biden is speaking about his Build Back Better agenda. So Make America Great Again was Trump's theme, Build Back Better, which to me makes me think they're making America better again. So maybe it's similar, maybe it's not. But now that the Democrats have pushed through the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, they've already moved forward with a $3.5 trillion tax and spending plan, according to CBS News, and is dubbed the Build Back Better agenda. So that is now $4.5 trillion in spending. Now, I can't even imagine $100,000 in a room I couldn't imagine what 1 million would look like, what 1 billion would look like, 1 trillion, let alone 4.5 trillion altogether. So it just sounds to me like at some point you just pile it on, which sounds like what they're doing. But they say it's supposed to be for good stuff. So do we believe them? So as we know, the Senate passed a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday. 19 Republicans have joined all 50 Democrats to approve $550 billion in new spending on roads, bridges, waterways, and rural broadband. I'm still a little confused as to where our tax dollars are going and why we needed all this money on our roads, bridges, waterways, if that's what we've been spending our tax dollars for. But maybe our tax dollars are going to something else. I don't know. Senators then held a marathon session to debate a budget resolution for a larger package, and they adopted the measure 50-49 early Wednesday morning to move forward with a $3.5 trillion plan. Now, the House is on recess, but Nancy Pelosi said they wouldn't even start the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill unless they knew the other plan was going through. So the Senate rushed that. House comes back from vacation on August 23rd to consider the budget resolution. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said that they're going to look at that as well as other things. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the House will not vote on the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate finalizes the $3.5 trillion plan. Now, that could take months. The Senate just now, I think, went into recess, and they're going to come back September 13th. Gosh, it would be nice to take a break. And I understand everybody says, well, they're not taking a break because they're working, you know, at their respective state. I don't know. But, gosh, it would be nice to go on recess for a month. So apparently this $3.5 trillion budget is supposed to help President Biden's social spending agenda. They're going to combat climate change, establish child care programs, expand Medicare, and provide a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Apparently, it's going to give green cards to millions of immigrant workers and families. Now, don't we already have a process for legal immigrants and green cards? And so where do the legal immigrants go? Do we just do away with that process and just say, fine, anybody that comes in gets a green card? It just, I want to make sure that those people doing the process right get access to green cards. I mean, I'm very, very grateful being a daughter of an immigrant who got to come to America, worked, learned the language, passed went to school, passed the citizenship test, and then became a citizen and worked. And so there are people out there undergoing that process. Does that mean they get, you know, they're still stuck in the back of the line? So I'm a little confused as to how this goes. So Mr. Biden said yesterday that he expects Democrats to unite behind both plans. Senator Joe Manchin, a moderate Democrat from West Virginia, has been very influential in terms of voicing concern and not always going with the group. He is concerned about the price, but he has voted to move forward with the procedural vote that happened early this morning. So the measure will seek to establish universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, make community college tuition free for 2 years. We'll talk about that. It calls for the establishment of a civilian climate corps, adding new dental, vision, and hearing benefits to Medicare coverage. That I agree with. And will make a historic level of investment in affordable housing. The resolution also aims to lower the cost of prescription drugs. So there's going to be, they're probably going to try to bypass the 60 vote in the Senate and go for a reconciliation process where they just go, you know, through with the majority, which is kind of what they did. 50-49, I wonder who was out. I'm missing something. Weren't we 50-50 in the Senate and it's 50-49? So not sure what's going on. But, you know, according to the summary of this resolution, there these four major categories that the Democrats plan to invest in is families, climate, health care, and infrastructure and jobs. It sounds beautiful on the outset. How could you say no to universal pre-K? How could you say no to community college tuition? How could you say no to investments in housing? How could you say no to immigrant workers and families getting green cards so they could legally work here? This all sounds beautiful. The problem is you could spend. Where is the money coming from? And what happens? What costs go up? We're seeing gas go up. We're seeing food go up. We're seeing everything go up across the board. Medicine. I mean, people can't afford their medical bills. Now, it'd be nice to invest in healthcare. I would like to see prescription drugs go down. We need that. We're really far behind. But pharmaceutical companies, if they're not making their profit, why are they going to make new drugs? I mean, look how long it's taken for us to come up with an Ebola drug or a Marburg virus drug. If you don't have pharmaceutical companies that think they're going to make their money back, you aren't going to see a whole bunch of enthusiasm. One reason why we got the COVID-19 vaccine so quickly is because Trump prepaid. Europe prepaid. They go, here are millions or billions of dollars. You have the money, go make it. So, you know, we definitely need to rethink what we're spending money on. The universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, now that the majority of us work and parents work, I think that is crucial, you know, in that, because honestly, paying for daycare, that was rough. I mean, I was a new doctor opening up my practice. You don't make a lot of money. I actually had to have my kids with me because daycare was so expensive. That's ridiculous. But on the flip side, if people aren't going back to work and they're going to stay home, should pre-K be paid for by taxpayers? Should there be a caveat that it's free as long as you work? I don't know. I don't think that'll fly. I think people are going to say, just, you know, if kindergarten's free, why not have preschool free? I'm going to probably vote for this. I mean, if I had to pick a side, I would probably say pay for 3- and 4-year-olds going to school, because I think we really underutilize kids and not teach them all the things that they could be taught. And 3- and 4-year-olds have amazing minds. Their minds are sponges. There's so much we could teach them and get early reading skills, early math skills. I think it's vital. Community college tuition for 2 free years, that's nice to give everybody an associate's degree. I think that's nice, but then an associate's degree is not going to mean that much. I mean, already in Oregon, they're debating whether they need to let people take tests to get a diploma. So is community college also not going to have tests? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.